Kelly K.
When I tell you that a couple of brothers in Michigan spent over 2 hours saving a deer, does it make you, it feels extra, right?
It does feel a little bit extra for a deer, yeah.
But then you see this video that this resort posted on Facebook, and you see, like, its face, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, you kind of understand why once they started, you don't stop until the job is done. So if this doe falls through the frigid waters of the Cedarville Bay, and they finally, like, get her out of there, start shearing, only to watch her fall through again. They had to save her twice.
No!
That's how it went, yeah.
A deer had fallen through the ice and was struggling out in Cedarville Bay. Figure out a way to either get a hold of her or help her get up and out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah!
Woo! Oh, come on. She went nice.
Well, at least this time when she fell through, it was a small hole and easy to walk up to her, rope her, and get her back out. I was out there with her for over 2 hours, so she was pretty exhausted, but looked really healthy and think she'll be good to go.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, yes. So they used a kayak to kind of corral her to a spot where then, you know, one of them was able to throw a rope around her, pull her out of the water. But then when she started to run through the shore, that's when she fell through again, and they had to do it again.
Oh, my gosh.
And, I want to hope that she made it a little while longer before.
She did it again?
Some hunter finds her.
Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't that be, like, the worst? These guys spend 2 hours pulling her out of the frozen only for her to, like, go and just get taken out by a deer hunter.
Kelly,
I'm going to choose to think that didn't happen. I'm choose to think that she's living her best life right now in a forest away from frozen bays. Yeah.
There are a couple videos that flash into my head with that story, one of them being the video that probably has millions and millions of views of the farmer unsticking his sheep out of, like, a ditch in the ground.
Okay.
A narrow ditch in the ground where the sheep fell in, and it's just in there, and he pulls the sheep out, he gets the sheep out, and the sheep bounds away, and then literally
your life.
4 bounds later, and bunk, right back in the ditch.
Oh, dang it.
So there's that comes to mind. And then the other, which you just brought up, it's of, like, the
nature
fishers.
Naturing.
Yeah, the fishermen showing, oh, look at this salmon I got, this big fish, tossing it in the lake right as an eagle comes down. Roar! Like the fish is, like, on an emotional roller coaster, like, oh, dang, I've been caught.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hang on a second. I think I'm going to get thrown back.
That
final
destination for that fish.
Yes,
it's like,
it
when
was.
It's your time, it's your time.
It's
going to happen one way or another. I'm going to choose to think, though, for this doe, she is living her best life in
and
a
she
forest,
didn't get bambied.
Safe and happy. She did not get bambied. That's what I'm hoping and assuming, and kudos to these brothers for spending 2 hours on a frozen bay getting her out twice.
All right.
See the video at WDJX.com.